Oh, jeez. Okay, sorry. Hi, and welcome back to the Bees Buzz. This is my first episode ever, official episode, and honestly, I've asked for topics that I wanted, like, should talk about, and I've gotten a lot of suggestions, but I just, you know, knowing me, procrastinative and stuff, I haven't taken the time to, like, write some stuff about it, think about what I should talk about, otherwise I'd be babbling on and on. So I want to talk about something that I think is super important to me personally, and it's just being you, okay? So in our society, it's so pressured on you to feel accepted in society, or whatever, in your school, or in your community, anywhere. And that is so wrong, because you should not change yourself or become this other person to be accepted, or just to, like, because you're afraid that no one will like you. And that is not okay, because you are you. You are one person, and you should be that only one person. And if you're afraid that people won't like you, then you should not be worrying about their likes. Like, you should push that people out of your life, because you don't need that negativity. You could just be yourself, and the right people will love you. I heard that quote before. Like, the right people will love you. That's inspiring to me, because if the person that you're sitting next to you right now, and or, you know, at school, or you talk to them, and you just show different perspectives to them, you're not really yourself, you're this other person, and they seem to be okay with, they're totally unaware that, you know, who you are really, and you're this totally different person. And that's, I feel like that person who is trying to be someone else will feel so burdened. You'll feel so burdened to be someone else, and, like, switching on and off. And that is not okay. That is so not okay, because you should never feel pressure to be someone else. You should always be yourself. What does that mean, to be yourself? Well, that means to not be afraid to be outgoing, or not be afraid to be quiet at times. You know, it's okay if you're having one of those days, if you're feeling a bit mellow, that's okay. It's fine. That doesn't mean you have to put that doesn't mean you have to put a smile on your face and, you know, be so cheery. Like, we get it. You should honestly be whoever you want to be, but you should not be someone to please others. That was a long pause. Sorry. I was trying to find that. I kind of blanked. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, this quote or something. We step into the fire of self-discovery, but that fire didn't burn us, but it only burned who we were not. When we find ourselves, we are only finding ourselves, and we are taking away on what we are not. So, I don't want to keep these too long. I don't know. You should let me know, like, what kind of time limit, because I don't want to bore you guys. I know me, I'm a boring person. I tend to repeat a lot of things. I want to try to improve that when I'm talking to someone. But I feel like you should always be you. And be proud to be you. You are unique. You are one of a kind. There's only one person. There's only one Isabel. There's only one Isabel Cacciapilli. There's only one John Smith. You know, there's only one person. There's no one like you. No one. It's so amazing to think that. You know, you are that one person. You are one person. And you should express yourself in any way. You know, you should do what you want to and not be afraid to get judged, because, ladies and gentlemen, life is way too short to be judged. And I think that gets over people's heads, you know. Oh, will this top make a difference on what I'm wearing? Or will this one? Will people like me if I wear this top? Or will people judge me if I wear this top? Honey, don't worry about it. Just wear whatever top. Get the haircut. Wear those new shoes. Get your nails done. Treat yourself. Like, you should not let anyone judge you for who you are or who you want to be or what you do. Because you should do anything and make your decisions only to please yourself. That is just what I want. Ooh. That's what I just want you to leave with from this podcast. Just to be yourself. And please do not be afraid on what anyone thinks. Anyone. Because you don't need that negativity in your life, and you don't need any of the hate. Thanks for listening to the Bee's Buzz. That was a bit harsh, but thanks for listening to the Bee's Buzz. And, you know, let me know what kind of things I should talk with even more. And if this podcast was honestly good, like, I need feedback to make my podcast better. Otherwise, it's just going to go downhill. So, you know, just let me know. And thanks for listening if you do. If you listen to this whole thing, I mean, heads up to you. You're the real MVP. But yeah. And also, I hear Laurel. Thanks for listening to the Bee's Buzz.